And this is Tate Servians coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. The Huron County Sheriff's Office provided an update regarding a Harbor Beach truck driver who had previously been reported missing. According to authorities, after speaking with the man and others connected to the situation, investigators determined that his actions were voluntary, and officials said there is no evidence he was held against his will, exploited, or the victim of any criminal activity. Although the statement noted that some of the man's decisions may have been affected by post-traumatic stress related to prior military service. No additional details are being released at this time, and the Sheriff's Office also expressed appreciation to the Genesee County Sheriff's Office, Saginaw County Sheriff's Office, Michigan State Police, and the Buena Vista Police Department for their assistance during the investigation. And authorities in Harbor Beach are investigating the death of Shayna Umbright, who was discovered deceased on February 14, 2026. Police say the inquiry remains active and only limited details can be shared at this stage. An autopsy was planned for today, February 15th, to help determine the cause of death. Investigators expressed condolences to Umbright's family and friends, asking the community to respect their privacy as they grieve. The Harbor Beach Police Department emphasized its commitment to a thorough investigation to provide answers and closure for those affected. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact the department at 989-479-3353 or by email at hbpd@harborbeach.com. And State Representative Timmy Bassan of Bay City criticized portions of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's executive budget proposal, objecting to roughly $800 million in new taxes and fees and a planned $400 million withdrawal from the state's rainy day fund. Bassan said Michigan families are already facing higher living costs and argued that state government should focus on controlling spending rather than increasing taxes. He pointed to previous efforts to cut what he described as wasteful spending and said lawmakers should continue pursuing a balanced budget without tax hikes. Bassan acknowledged the governor's proposal includes property tax relief and about $625 million for literacy and student achievement initiatives. However, he said the tax relief should be expanded to benefit a broader group of homeowners, and expressed concern that additional education funding alone may not reverse declining literacy rates, calling for policy changes alongside financial investment. He also welcomed continued investment in road and bridge improvements, referencing a bipartisan plan signed into law last year that directs an additional $2 billion annually towards infrastructure projects. Bassan had said the funding is expected to support thousands of construction jobs and improve road conditions statewide as budget negotiations move forward. And that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for more news, weather, obituaries, and cancellations. I am Tate Servance, and this was your news from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.